Hello, welcome to the Thursday, August 28th, 2014 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Chicago, Illinois. Today we got more memory scraping from Rob. Rob took another look at the memory image that he captured from a point of sale system that he was testing and found other ways to get more details about credit card numbers stored in memory. He also found some MS SQL posts. However, in the SQL queries that he saw here, the credit card numbers were properly masked in the sense that only the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits were visible. The rest was replaced with asterisks. This, of course, doesn't leave a lot of digits up to guessing. However, it is compliant with a PCI, and this was probably a SQL statement used to store the number then in a local database, which, of course, would be written to disk and, as such, subject to PCI compliance. And Google on Tuesday actually released Chrome 37. We usually don't cover every single browser update anymore, but this one is in so far special in that it fixes 50 different security bugs, many of which are considered high or critical. One of the critical ones in particular earned Google's highest bug bounty of $30,000 because it did lead to a full remote code execution outside of Google Chrome's sandbox. So get on patching, and apparently this version is also 64-bit, which may give you a slight performance increase. And Microsoft today re-released MS-1445. Remember, this was the kernel mode driver patched, released originally August 12th, that was shortly after withdrawn. Due to the re-release, also the knowledge base number changed for this particular issue. It used to be 298.2791 and is now 299.3651. So if you're waiting to apply this patch, it is now ready for you to reapply and hopefully save this time around. And we got more router backdoors. This time it's routers manufactured by Netcore, which are also sold under the Netis brand. The backdoor is listening on UDP port 53,413 and uses a simple hard-coded password. With this backdoor, an attacker is then able to upload code and run it on the router, which essentially can then, of course, lead to a full system compromise. At this point, there is no patch in sight for this particular problem. Open source firmware will typically not run on these routers, aside from one or two model, according to the blog post by Trend Micro. There's also no configuration option to turn off this backdoor, and since you typically use the router as a firewall, it may also not really feasible to add an additional firewall to this router, so you may be better off tossing them and get a different model. And since we're talking a lot about vulnerabilities in devices, let's also mention an update from Synology. Synology released an update for version 5 of its software that finally brings an up-to-date version of OpenSSL, which fixes the last round of OpenSSL vulnerabilities. There's also an update for Kerberos 5, which addresses a number of remote denial of service vulnerabilities. And Fox IT found more malicious advertisements on large websites like java.com and tmc.com, as well as photobucket.com. These advertisements usually lead to the Angular exploit kit, which then attempts a large number of vulnerabilities to install additional malware. Of course, it's somewhat ironic that some of these vulnerabilities do also exploit Java, so java.com now does deliver, in some cases, exploits for older versions of its own software. Silverlight is also quite popular recently in the Angular exploit kit. Overall, there is not much these sites can actually do. They do include ads from third-party advertisers who essentially then sell off the ad space to whoever pays the most. And these malicious advertisements are essentially just purchased advertisements in these ad networks. So probably if you do have a popular website, you want to think twice about letting others place ads on your site without you first screening these advertisements. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.